I want to talk about the rules regarding to bayirah, bayimotzeh, and actually regards to usage of cosmetics, medications, etc. But first thing I want to, before I get to that, I want to really clarify something else, which is a totally different topic, but I know it's confusing the people, so I want to touch on it. It's what's called kitnius. The reason why it's relevant now, because kitnius do not have a din of bayirah, bayimotzeh. There's no, the tekana of kitnius, which was added after the Gemara, in the Ashkenaz world, was not in regards to owning it, keeping it, etc. It's only in regards to usage and achila, etc. So we will talk about that in regards to the issues of bayirah bayimotzeh. I just want to clarify what is kitnius. So it's confusing to people. The word kitnius is not something which was made up by the Rishonim. The Rishonim talk about exeris kitnius in regards to Pesach. The word kitnius is used by the Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchos Klayim, at the end of the first parak of Hilchos Klayim, which is Tosfos Yontif in the beginning of Masechtas Klayim, quotes this Rambam. The Rambam says, I want to give an introduction over here to the different types of zaronim, different types of seats, relevant to the issue of Klayim, because there's a lot of Klayim and planting different types of things together. So he says, seeds are divided into three sections. Hazaronim, Nechlokim, Leshlosha Chalokim. The first one is what's Nikra Tavua. That's the grains. The chamisha minim. There's five of those: chitim, kusmin, wheat, and spelt; sa'arim, barley, shemar l'shu'al, oats, meshifan, and rye. So wheat and spelt are considered actually one type of min together. The two of them. That's halacha. That's also the United States government says that spelt is a form of wheat. Sarim is barley, and included under the category of barley is shemar l'shu'al and shifan. That's one section, the five types of grains. Vasheni mehem hu hanikra kitnis. Now there's a second section of grains which referred to as kitnis. What is that? Vehein kol zroim hanechol la'odam, any type of seed which is edible, chutz min atzvua, besides the five grains. So any edible seed is called kitnis. Kigon apul, vafunim, vadoshim, vadoichin, vaoiris, vashumshmin, and so etc. So you have different types of beans, you have different types of lentils, you have millet, you have rice, you have sesame seeds. All of those things are edible seeds. So those are called kitnis. Vashlishi mehem huanikri zaranigina. There's a third section that's called zaranigina, which it's seeds which are not edible. And the only thing you do is you plant plants with them and you eat the plant. So those also referred to as, the plant is referred to as urakis. That's a pre adama, that's because you're eating the plant itself. And the seeds itself, regards to the issues of Kalayim, are referred to as zaranigina because you plant them in the gina and you grow a plant from it and you eat the plant. Or the fruit of the plant, the tomato seed, you grow, you eat the tomato, but you're not eating the seed. That's what kitnis is referred to in this din over here. So, but as you see, the last section is inedible seeds. That's not relevant for our discussion. But the first two groups, there's tavua and there's different types of seeds. We can see that somebody could confuse the two. Well, if I can eat this seed, I can eat that seed. They're all seeds. So therefore, they came along and they made this tekana that we don't want you to eat kitnis on Pesach because people can confuse many of these seeds. You can make them into flour, you can make them into a paste, you can do things with them which are similar to the seeds of the tavua, the five grains, which can become chametz. Therefore, they answered it. So when somebody says the translation for kitnis is legumes, which is a common mistranslation of it, that's incorrect. Legumes is a very specific type of usage. It's referring to beans, etc. So somebody asked me, so why is mustard kitnis? Because it's not a legume. Why is rice kitnis? It's not a legume. The answer is because the translation of kitnis is not legumes. And anybody who translates like that is very confusing, misleading, and it's wrong. The word kitnis means any edible seed. That's the translation of it, with the exception of the five grains which are referred to as tavua. We'll talk about the halachas in regards to its application in regards to the world of cosmetics, medication, etc. tomorrow.